Stage 1. Asana. Meaning, correct posture. Purpose, establish comfort. Instruction, ask, is my body comfortable now? If no, adjust. Eyes closed at this point. Sitting correctly. Scanning tension from the bottom to the top. And releasing the tension wherever found. Instruction 2. Give yourself permission to withdraw from the world using self-suggestion. Follow my words as an example. Hello, mind. It is time to meditate now. You have many concerns of the day, I understand. But now is not the time for them. I request your help by temporarily placing them into one corner where they will not disturb me. Stage 2. Pranayama. Meaning, breath control. Purpose, to calm your breath is to calm the mind. They are interconnected. Instruction. Direct the focus to the sensation of the air traveling in and out through the nostrils. The entire world is just the sensation through the nostrils. The inhale and exhale are the same duration. Go back to the sensation of air traveling. Back to the sensation. Stage 3. Pratyahara. Meaning, withdrawing the senses. Purpose, withdraw the senses from the inevitable inner and outer disturbances. Instruction. Stop focusing on the air sensation and leave the breathing to itself. Instruction 2. Let the thoughts of the day come. Of the environment come. Of anything come. And when they do, say either the word clear or erase to each thought. And when you do, imagine that thought erasing. Then let a new thought come. Again, clear or erase. Sound in the room, clear. Tomorrow, clear. Hungry, clear. Cold, clear. Phone, clear. Feeling sleepy, eyes half closed. Every single thought clear. Neither encourage them nor discourage them. Just let them arise by their own accord. Stage 4. Dharana, meaning concentration. Purpose, focus the mind's attention on the object of meditation. Instruction, stop saying clear and erase. Instruction 2. While the thoughts of the day keep arising, keep coming, begin to recognize how every perception, emotion, thought, memory, image is constantly known to self, to you. Notice how every thought completely depends on your knowledge of it. Even the thought of the meditator depends on your knowledge of it. If getting lost into thought, then immediately return to that which is most obvious. To that which is always available. The amnes. The self-evident I. What is obvious? Your existence is obvious, because of which you are never not experiencing something. Keep noticing how every thought is constantly known to self. Depending on your knowledge of it. Family thoughts, thoughts about self, thoughts about the class, everything depends on your knowledge of it, on your awareness of it. Keep noticing that which is most obvious. Stage 5. Dhyanam. Vedantic meditation, otherwise called Nididhyasanam. Purpose? Build on the momentum established in the previous stage. Instruction. Continue negating every thought with the words, "Not this." Family thought, "I am not this." Emotion from some memory at some time, "I am not this either." Thought of meditation style, "I am not even this." All the while resting in that because of which there is knowledge of the person doing the negation. Home thought, not this either. If thoughts arise, ask, and in whose presence is this thought known to? None other than in your own presence. The name of that presence is Self. Atman. Can't ever hide from this presence. Unable to analyze it. Unable to see it. Unable to hear it. Unable to speak of it. Can't even grasp it. Can't even know it. Thought arises, ask, and in whose presence is this thought known to? None other than in your own presence. That presence is the Self. Last stage of Dhyanam. While continuing to meditate, inquire into this question for 5 minutes. What does it mean to say, I never change? What never changes? Even while you're thinking and analyzing, in whose presence is that analyzing known to? Does that presence ever change? Keep inquiring. What is it in my experience that never changes? Asking, inquiring, curious. What never changes? And in whose presence is that analysis known to? None other than in your own presence. The name of this presence is the self, that which never changes. Can you grasp it? Can you see it? Can you hide from it? No, because it is always watching every single action, every attempt of the mind trying to grasp it, trying to see it. One more minute. And who is aware of this entire meditation from the first stage all the way to the last? None other than yourself. That which never changes. The experience was different, different stages, but you are still aware as much as you are when this began. Begin to come down as we are now leaving the meditation. Eyes are gently opening, beginning to move, and meditation is concluded.